תגדלנו, אמן. היום תעמסנו היום, תברכנו היום, תגדלנו, אמן. היום תדרשנו לטובה, היום תכתבנו לחיים טובים, היום תשמע שבתנו, אמן. תעמסנו היום, תברכנו היום, תגדלנו, אמן. היום תקבל ברחמים וברצון את תפילתנו, היום תתמכנו במין צדקך, אמן. תעמסנו היום, תברכנו היום, תגדלנו, אמן. היום,
היום,
תעמסנו היום,
היום,
תברכנו היום,
היום,
תגדלנו, אמן.
Oh, Kova doyşe mağam loko kilo nove kilo yove. Killoy nove, killoy nove, killoy nove, magiri mi loko. Killoy nove, killoy nove, killoy nove, magiri mi loko.
Wow, that is just some incredible music. Alberto Mizrahi, Kilo Noe, with a choral mystique and Mathil Lazar conducting from a CD called Chant Mystique. And now I'm going to read to you from this wonderful workbook by Shimon Jacobson, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays. And we're going to go to Elul 20, which is today. And here's what it says. The secret of a broken heart. All right, let's see. We all make mistakes and break things in our life, but life also breaks us. We've all been broken in one way or another. We have all experienced broken promises or broken relationships. We have experienced the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one. Different people react in a different manner to the hurt that inevitably accompanies breakage. Some people are devastated, others grow because of it. Some people have strength, some don't. And there is a reason why. A tree that doesn't fall over in a storm is a tree that was strong before the storm. The storm just revealed the strength of the tree. But a tree with no roots may be able to stand up in normal weather, but it breaks when a storm strikes. And yet, the miracle of creation is that, paradoxically, the more broken you are now, the more whole you have the chance to become. The Rebbe's teach that there is nothing as complete as a broken heart. When your heart is broken, you are in a place that is real. Why is a broken wall the holiest place for a Jew? Why do Jews stand and pray at a broken wall when there are such beautiful edifices around? Because Jews know that this isn't a perfect world. As long as the world is not perfect, Jews cannot stand in a beautiful edifice. Jews can only stand and cry at a broken wall. The illusion of perfect edifices is an imperfect world. In an imperfect world, makes us feel good, but it is an illusion nevertheless. Good for Hollywood and Broadway, but it's not reality. The reality is that the world is a broken place. It's a broken place full of broken people whose job is to mend what is broken. Ask yourself, when is the last time you felt that your heart was broken? Did you feel more alone or closer to God when you acknowledged that to yourself? Exercise of the day. In your prayers today, describe to God your broken heart and explain why it is broken. Whew. That's amazing. This is a wonderful, wonderful. This is the week of Yesod or bonding, third week of Elul, the sixth week of the 7 weeks of consolation. And now, I will blow shofar for you. This is the sound of the ram's horn. that we use at this time of year to wake us up from a simple sweet animal. This horn takes the air in from our breath. Okay, here we go. I never know what's going to happen, but there you get it. All right, so I hope everybody is examining what they need to examine and will find the strength to make whatever changes they need to make in their lives and for the good. Okay, so let's see where we want to go here. Let's see. Yep, that's what we want.
You know, friends, if I ask God, please give me money, give me health, it is possible that I should be healthy, but God forbid the rest of the world should not be. I could be rich, but the whole world, God forbid, can be poor. But there is one precious thing. I cannot ask God, just give it to me and not to the rest of the world. And that is peace, or it's for the whole world, or it isn't there at all. Because peace comes from such a high place in heaven, it is only given to the whole world, It's not given to individuals because it's God himself. Another thing is there are a lot of lights in the world. If I ask God, please put some light into my soul, put light into my life. The question is, where's this light coming from? If I'm just asking for myself, then the light comes from a very low place. Everybody knows, when we daven shmone esre, 3 times a day we ask all our needs, but at the end we say, please Almighty Sim Shalom, let there be peace. And then we say, Borcheinu, Avinu, please bless me, but kulanu kiyechon, all of us like one, be yipanecho with your light, because the light of God is only for the whole world. It's the light of peace, the light of love, the light of Shabbos, so join me. Ta-ra-la-la-la-la-la.
Too soon. I was just getting into it. Okay. Oh, we just keep on trucking here.
Thank you.
Well, we listened to several things from Ala Ilana Cohen. The first was Inner Temple, Volume 1, Series 3. It's from her CD called The Root of Compassion. It's featuring a lot of her students. She teaches at the conservatory. The second piece that we just heard was the Inner Temple, Volume 1, Series 5, Slichot, for violin and cello in three movements, from a CD called Praise Him with Harp and Lyre, Praise Him with Strings and Flutes. So I see I hit the keys too many times here. All right, see if we can fix that. Here we go. Before that, we listened to Bloch Violin Concerto, Baal Shem Tov Suite in Hebraic. It was the Baal Shem number one Vidui Contrition. Jose Serra Ibrier of the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and Zina Schiff on violin. Leo Rosenbluth before that, Vahagan, High Holidays, and Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, Borchenu Avinu, Songs of Peace. Okay. So there's an event coming up, which I've talked about, and hopefully, no, I'm not going to be able to go because it's this coming Saturday night. Poet Laureate, three-time Poet Laureate, Robert Pinsky is presenting Proverbs of Limbo, and it's going to take place at City Space September 9th at 7:30 p.m. That's 890 Comm Ave in Boston. And the music director and pianist, Lawrence Hobgood, saxophonist, flutist, and vocalist, Stan Strickland, cellist, Catherine Bent, and bassist, John Lockwood, and special guest percussionist, Mino Sinello. And this is from a new album coming soon, Proverbs of Limbo, Poem of Jazz number 3. And also a new book is coming. So let's have a listen to, this one is called Talking.
Talking. Talking, it can be a way of thinking. There are people who fear it more than flying or heights. Or dying. To be all talk is being less than nothing. But now you're talking is more than you were before. I like how when he takes me to the market, Robert talks to all the packages. Debbie said, not long before she died. He talks to lettuce. I'm talking to you now. I talk to the cat. In the frozen queue of grief, waiting at Stalin's prison. The question to Anna Akhmatova, can you describe this? Yes, the poet answers, I can. The child's hand on her throat can feel her voice vibrate. It means to her, she is there inside. The stammerer finds relief in speaking verses because it is less like talking. More like singing. I mutter flakes of meaning. Frufuron, Shmageggy, blah blah blah. A way of thinking, a way of avoiding something. Articulated grunts of grief and rage. Even the Iliad yaks. The baby rehearses melodies of speech. The tunes of chat. The tunes of menace. Morricone's music, vocal without words, speaks for the iron faces of ugly cowboys. Does Akhmatova's legendary "Yes, I Can" exceed her requiem itself? It is all one meaning. Now, you really are saying something. Yes, and can you? Long before Stalin, long before everything, the new lungs, already learning to breathe. Her tongue, already studying its mission.
I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you leave and come my way. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me? I'm not the girl I was before. Sailor adrift on an uncharted sea. If you never fell in love with me, but if you stay, say that you're mine. Well, I'll make your life one great big Valentine. We'll build a new love world for two. Oh, and we'll find joys no lovers ever knew. I wanna stay here right by side and keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me? Thank you. Avenue. I want to stay here right by your side and keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be?
Oh, that was Vicki Burns, and she's coming up from New York to do a very special Sunday afternoon jazz series at the Mad Monkfish, and that's going to feature a whole bunch of folks. Let's see who we've got. The Mad Monkfish is located at Cambridge's Central Square, 524 Mass Avenue. And where does it show me who's performing? Well, I can take it from the CD. So, oh no, that's different. Okay, so, I thought it said it on here. Oh, here we go. It's in pictures. Mark Shalansky on piano, Les Harris Jr., and John Lockwood on bass. Doesn't say what Les Harris Jr. is playing. Anyway, she sounds great, and it should be a very fun afternoon. It's at 4 o'clock, and it's this September 10th, so I hope to be there. All right, so we've got time for one more. Andrew Danforth, this is new. It's called Homegrown. Let's see if we can get this to the other player. Didn't want to take the disc, so hopefully this one will. There we go.